Well, so there was another meta-analysis that I conducted on sports, so deliberate practice in sports, and we divided the samples comparing sub-elite athletes, so maybe regional level athletes versus recreational athletes. So, for example, comparing Olympians to national level, but had never really made it into the international realm. And when we looked at the elite athletes, practice no longer differentiated the good from the very good. And we don't think this was a restriction of range issue because it was actually a fairly wide range of skills, and it was a similar range at the sub-elite level. So it seems to be at these high levels, everybody has practiced a lot. You wouldn't be there if you hadn't practiced a lot. So numerically, again, but not significantly, the lower level, but still very elite, but lower level athletes had often practiced more. Again, not significantly so, but numerically more than the very elite athletes, the Olympians, the world-class athletes. So it seems to be that at these elite levels, just other factors then start differentiating those who really make it to the top tier versus those who don't. And probably those who don't are trying to get there and trying to compensate by practicing even more, but at that level, it starts being more reliant on other factors.